So, all right. So, at this time, we're going to have our dear sister, Deborah Wills, give us an opening prayer.
Sisters, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening with bowed heads and humble hearts, giving you praise, honor, and glory, and thanking you for allowing us to see another day that was not promised, allowing us to move under our own energy with your blessings and your grace and your mercy to carry on this day. Father, we thank you for allowing us sisters to gather together in order to support and encourage one another. We thank you, Father, for the success of the 24-hour prayer-a-thon. We thank you, Father, for those who participated. We ask that you prick the hearts of those who did not, who would want so much to join us the next time. Also, Father, give them the courage and the stamina to participate in the 100 days of prayer, Father. We know that this world is in dire need of prayer, and we know we can do it with your grace and mercy, Father. We're praying for those who are sick, those who are mourning, and those who are lost. Give them the courage and give them the time, Father, to lean on your word and to gather their thoughts. They may be that their recovery may be a testimony of your grace and your mercy, Father. We thank you for your son who died on the cross, that we can come to you in prayer and have hope for life eternal if we follow and do your will. We thank you, Father, again for all that you've done, all that you will do in our lives and those around us. Help us to have our light so shine before men that they will know that we are truly your daughters and ask to be part of your family. We ask it all in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, our precious Savior and your Son. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now at this time, we're going to have our welcome team salute done by our dear sister, Elizabeth Francis.
Good night, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Katrina, for hosting. Our Lady, our welcome team salute. Here we go. Welcome team focus. The Lady Prayer Warrior welcome team salutes you on tonight. Our team leader is Sister Vivian Mills. Our team secretary is Sister Marie Murray Isha. Our team members consist of 25 sisters, including all of the administrators and admin assistant. We are the hospitality team who ensure that you entrance into LPW is uncomfortable. We will walk through the process and help you to navigate the website and point you to many teams that exist within the group. You will be amazed at the wonderful work of the ladies, prayers, warriors, and there will be no need to tell you to serve because you will want to be of service for the Lord. Our current focus is our 100 Days of Prayer event, which will start on January 1st, 2023, through to April 10, 2023. Orientation begins tomorrow, Saturday, September 24th, at 1 p.m. East. We invite you to call in and be part of another life-changing event. Please visit our website, where you can find all information related to our LPW work. The website address is www.ladyprayerwarriorcoc.com. Lastly, we invite you to join our team. Please reach out to Sister Vivian or our Welcome Team Task Force, headed by Sister Bridget White and team member Sister Marie Murray Isha and Beverly White to learn how to become a member of the Welcome Team. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth, for that informative welcome team salute. Thank you so much. All right. Now at this time, we're going to have our scripture reading, and that is going to be done by our dear sister, Diane DeGraffenreid.
Good evening, sisters. I will be reading scripture from John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14 from the English Standard Version. Verse 13. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of all of his holy and divine words. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Diane, for boldly reading God's words on tonight. Now we're going to have a song praise, and it's going to be done by our dear sister, Cynthia Watson.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sister Katrina, for hosting. Okay, tonight I'll be singing for you, Under His Wing. Under His Wing, I'm safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust Him, I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am His child. Under His wing, under His wing, who from His love can sever? Under His wing, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wing, what a refuge in sorrow, how the heart yearningly turns to its rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort, and there I am blessed. Under His wing, under His wing, who from His love can sever? Under His wing, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wing, oh, what precious enjoyment, there will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under His wing, under His wing, who from His love can sever? Under His wing, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wing, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a beautiful song. Thank you so much, Sister Cynthia, for allowing God to use your voice to bless us on tonight. Now, this is time for our reflections, and we're going to have our first reflection done by our dear sister, Judith Timberlake, which this would be her first time participating in our 24-hour prayer-a-thon. Sister Judith, I'm sorry.
Yes, to God be the glory. Hello?
Yes, sis, it's your turn to do your reflection.
Okay, like I said, forgive the background. My reflection on the 24-hour prayer song, I really enjoyed it. I gained so much strength in praying, and it felt good to pray for other people and to know that people are going through the same things you're going through, and by you praying for them, it helped, and it spread, you know, the joy to other people, and then they can do the same, you know. So it really felt really good. I really appreciate it. And God's willing, I'll do it again next year. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Judith, for sharing your experience with us. We are so glad that you have gained strength in prayer, and we look forward to you participating with us next year. Thank you so much, sis. All right, next we're going to have a reflection done by our dear sister, Leeson McIntyre, who have participated in our previously 24-hour prayer done.
Good evening, sisters, and thank you for hosting Sister Katrina. My experience in putting 24-hour prayer-a-thon, I remember the first time I worked the prayer-a-thon. It was the first year right after I became a lady prayer warrior. Now, the first year, I was an advertiser. And after I heard everybody's testimony about how good it felt and how rewarding it was, I was like, okay, so if the Lord's will next year, I'm going to be a prayer counselor. Now, when we did our orientation and we did some mock calls, that kind of made me kind of nervous. But I didn't let it deter me from working for the Lord. I refused to let that deter me from that. So when the time came, I prepared myself. I got my paper and my pen, and I was ready to pray for others. Now, I had to get used to hitting that call first. Because at first, I thought, oh, goodness, I'm losing all these calls because they were coming in pretty fast. And I'm like, what's going on? But one of the admins posted in our little chat that you're not missing them. Well, you're not losing them. Someone else is just getting them quicker than you are. So I said, okay. So the next time when I got ready, I got the hang of it, and I took that first call. And it was so amazing to just pray for people when they call in. They're hurting, and they need someone to assure them that we're there for them. And it was just such an amazing opportunity. It was also a way for us to introduce them to the Church of Christ if they weren't a member of the Church of Christ. Was one of the options on the 24-hour is a Bible course. But they can also, if they are a member of the Ladies of the Church of Christ, they can also learn more about the Lady Prayer Warriors and what we do. Now, as in each year, I constantly pray for all the callers that I call, that call that I pray for, but I also pray for all the callers. And I just ask God, you know, to answer those prayers accordingly. And people are still hurting, and they're lost, and they're overwhelmed. We are the light, and as I've seen for this month in October, it's harvest time, 24/7, 365 days a year, and this is just one way that we can be a light and give God the glory. I am so thankful for God allowing us to be a part of the prayer-a-thon, for allowing those who were a part of the prayer-a-thon. And I say this to each of you, whatever you did this year, if you were not a prayer counselor, I pray that next year you will be. And believe me, sisters, just as I was changed, your life will forever be changed. This is my third year doing it. Well, fourth if you count the advertising, so 4 years, I should say. And if the Lord's will, as long as I have strength in my body and my mind, I will continue to do this because it is just amazing. So, thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Lisa, for sharing your experience with the 24-hour prayer-a-thon. And as she said, let us not refuse to allow fear from serving the Lord. So, if you wanted to serve this year and you were scared, you have heard her experience, so let fear not keep you from serving God. So thank you so much, Sister Lisa.
You're welcome.
Now we're going to have another reflection done by our dear sister, Shazetta Gwen, and this is her first time participating in our 24-hour prayer-a-thon.
Thank you for hosting tonight, Sister Katrina. And good evening, fellow ALPW sisters, administrators, and any honored guests that are on this call. First and foremost, I give honor to God for the precious avenue of prayer which is provided to us. And my personal reflection with the 24 hours of prayer was one of time well spent in direct communication through our Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of random precious souls, having the faith to impart their heartfelt prayer requests to us, sisters, to us, to go before God's throne. What an awesome experience it was. The 24-hour prayer-a-thon has really deepened my appreciation of service and duty of prayer, for praying for one another and the world, and having the faith in God that He will answer our petitions and supplications according to His will. Sisters, this event caused me to look deep within my soul and my relationship with the Lord and my responsibility as a child of God. And in this venue, as a lady prayer warrior of the Church of Christ. In reflection, my prayer calls, they range from coast to coast, from Los Angeles, California, to Dallas, Texas, from Albany, New York, across to Jeffersonville, Indiana. Georgians were very active on the prayer line. I had calls from Albany, Jonesboro, Atlanta, and Augusta, all seeking to have their requests reach through the heavenly realm even to the throne of God. How powerful is that? What a responsibility and pleasure and honor it was to participate in the 24-hour prayer-a-thon. Some requests were expressed for families, for jobs. I even had a request from a lady, a sister that wanted to have a baby to increase her family. It was prayers for long lasting of marriages, spiritual guidance, cancer survivors, and those battling cancer, and even family members to return to the Lord. And I had a call for traveling grace. In reflection of the time, the 2 hours, they went by as if a flashing and fleeting moment. The spontaneity of prayer, assisted by the Holy Spirit, was indeed uplifting, and really, I can't explain what I felt. It was awesome. The anticipation of the unknown, it was lifted, and it was as if I was talking to a friend, and it was... I really can't explain the communication between us and the prayer callers and God Himself. At this time, I extend my heartfelt thankfulness and gratitude to the administrative staff and administrative assistant for their vision and opportunity to collectively war life and its challenges through the vehicle of prayer. Yes, sisters, prayer is a vital component to our everyday life, and we, the Lady Prayer Warriors of the Church of Christ, feel that need of callers for one 24-hour period on September 17, 2022. Finally, let us confidently move forward as we prepare our hearts for the 100 days of prayer. I thank you for your attention as I share my experience. And may God bless each and every sister on this call, administrators and LPW sisters of the Church of Christ. For together, we made an impact by prayer in the lives of so many souls. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Charzetta, for sharing your experience with us. As you stated, we all, those who have participated in 24-hour prayer-a-thon, especially as prayer counselors, we all should be honored for being able to pray for precious souls, because that is our responsibility. So thank you so much, Sister Charzetta. All right. We're moving right along. Next, we will have another reflection, and this will be done by our dear sister, Dorothy Rozier, who has also previously participated in the 24-hour prayer-a-thon.
Hi. Good evening, sisters. I'd like to share my reflections on the 2022 prayer-a-thon. This was actually my second year participating, and, you know, I felt more comfortable this year. I had attended trainings, which were very informative and beneficial. So I kind of knew, you know, what to expect and more of what to do. So just wanted to thank the admins for the trainings. I tried to attend each one that I could. And I also was blessed to speak with callers from Boston, different parts of Georgia, Kansas City, New Orleans, Texas, Denver. I actually did speak with a lady in Boston who asked me to pray for her financial abundance and financial freedom. And I was reminded of Ephesians 3:20, where it says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. This lady wanted to be able to help her family and help different people who were struggling, and I just thought that was wonderful that she, you know, wanted me to pray for that. And, you know, how many times are we directed in scriptures to ask? You know, just ask and make your petitions known to the Lord. If you abide in me, ask what you will. Ye have not because you ask not. If we ask according to his will, he heareth us. And I really, really personally love those petitions where people were desiring a closer walk with God and spiritual strength. People were asking for prayers for wisdom and lives being rededicated back to God. They were asking for prayers for God's will for their lives to be made known to them. And I felt fortunate petitioning God for these requests. Other requests were very sobering, you know, hearing of different situations where people were going through different problems that they're experiencing. A lot of the prayer requests included prayers for health and better and healed relationships, surgeries, marriages, families, mental health, drug addictions, homelessness, divisions within the church. And I also loved the prayer-a-thon chat where we could, you know, kind of keep track of what was going on with other calls and receive information about our commitment times and other encouraging messages that were coming through the prayer chat. I found that very helpful also. So as a result of participating in the prayerthon, I feel and I felt very empowered in my prayer life, and I feel and felt blessed to be able to participate in the prayerthon. Prayer is a blessing and a privilege, and it's a privilege to be able to pray, because we all know that prayer changes things. And also, people were sincerely grateful and thankful for the prayers, and I think the prayerthon was a positive experience for everybody. And I pray that in the future, the LPWs will be able to have this event more often, because it was such a needed event, and you know, different people were saying, what we're asking, you know, is this going to be ongoing, or is it going to be once a week thing, or what? And I said, well, it's just 24 hours this time, but hopefully in the future we can make it more often. So, again, it was a very positive experience, and I'm glad to be able to have had a part of it. I love the way that, you know, us sisters, we got together, we were unified, and we had a good time, and we did something good for the Lord. We did something good for the people that we were praying for. So I just feel very pleased that I feel like God is pleased with our efforts. And I also look forward to the 100 Days of Prayer to be my third year for that. So I'm looking forward to that. And I thank you, ladies, for listening on tonight. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Dorothy Rozier, for sharing your experience with us on tonight. And, yes, my sister, God is well pleased. And as you stated, it was a positive experience for everyone who was involved. So not only was the person who was receiving prayer blessed, but it also blessed the person who was actually praying for that individual. So thank you so much, Sister Razier. All right, moving right along. Next, we're going to have another reflection done by our dear Sister Joyce Rivers. And this was her first time participating in our 24-hour prayer done.
Praise God, sisters. The prayerathon was a unique experience for me. I now have a deeper appreciation for the process from my experience versus the first time last year as a caller. This year, I was involved in the process. It was challenging, a little scary. I'm going to say it, a little scary. Reward, yet so rewarding and engaging. It's an event that I've been in aside from the 100 Days of Prayer. But all goes to the glory of God. Looking back and seeing all the time and effort each administrator and assistant administrator and all the sisters invested in the event was just amazing to me. There's a lot of time and work that went in to putting on the 24-hour prayerthon. I'm really appreciative to the sisters that helped me understand the process, especially to navigate the different means of social media to advertise the event, and any other questions that I might have had, they answered. The scenarios were priceless in preparing us for the unexpected. It reminded me of the first time I saw a launch of a spaceship at Cape Canaveral. The countdown. I was pumped. I cleared my schedule. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, launch. Boy, that rally really kicked us off. It was great. I just felt the anticipation build as we kicked it off. And when the timekeeper came on and in the chat and said, heads up, Sister Joyce Rivers and the other sisters that were going to be putting in from the 5 to 7 a.m. time slot. Oh, I was nervous, but I was ready. I always want to do my best for the Lord. I was able to take, there were six calls that came in, two of which I was able to handle as a prayer counselor. Two came in while I was on the call, and two rolled over to someone else. After my time praying and looking at the chat and see what everybody else was putting in, I joined in the push to advertise. I continued to text, email, even call some of them to make sure they had the number and would participate. I was able to call in several prayer requests myself, and I was so thankful to the sisters that prayed for me and my prayer requests. I had one friend, a classmate, who had been ran over by a lawnmower that he was riding on. And it was a really serious situation. And all our classmates were, you know, just devastated because of that. He is still surviving. So, but the sister prayed for that prayer, prayed for him, and prayed for my classmate. And it was a comfort. I was also able to merge in a call from a friend of mine who doesn't read and doesn't write, that lived in Florida. And the sister that prayed for her, oh, she couldn't stop talking about what it meant and what a comfort. I mean, you sisters, I'm still learning. And I'm praying that God helps me with my prayer life. But you sisters, I'll tell you, when you pray, God listens. And he moves. And it's, that is no doubt in my mind. I was glad to see the volume increase later in the day, seeing all the messages the sisters were putting in from the chat. I was excited to read everything that they were putting in, even the humor. You know, I saw a couple of pictures and somebody said something, and it was just delightful how everybody kept everybody going. It was pumped up. So it was a great experience for me. I am pumped for the 100 days of prayer. I just thank all of the sisters that participated in it. I had a number of key learnings, and I'll share that whenever it's appropriate. But as a new person, it was just fantastic. So I just thank everyone for the opportunity to participate, and for all of the sisters who participated in calls, because you made a difference. We made a difference. We launched that ship, and God guided it right where it needs to go. So thank you so, so much for the opportunity.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Joyce, for sharing your experience. Sharing your experience with us for participating on our 24-hour prayer-a-thon. And as Sister Joyce said, it is a rewarding experience. And one thing that she did say, for those who still have fear, Lady Prayer Warrior is not going to leave you out there. We're going to do all that we can to prepare you. So let's not have fear, and let us continue to serve God. So thank you so much, Sister Joyce. All right, now we're going to have a song praise, and that will be done by our dear sister, Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
Sunday morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, what a joy to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints arrive, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. What a day of singing, what a day of shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. What a day of glory, glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising from that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them will be all the living saints to fly to that jubilee. What a day of singing, What a day of shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. What a day of glory, glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior under the sky. When with all the heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heaven will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven jubilee. What a day of singing, what a day of shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. What a day of glory, glory, hallelujah, when we meet the Savior in the under the sky. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. What a day of singing, what a day of shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. What a day of glory, glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior yonder in the sky. Thank you, sisters.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy. What a beautiful song. I never heard it before. But thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now at this time, we will have our last reflection, and that will be done by our dear, by our administrator, our dear sister, Soraka Melton.
Thank you so much for hosting, Sister Katrina. And these were some beautiful reflections. Somebody close to the computer. But thank you so much. Sister Dorothy, that was a beautiful song. I heard it when I was younger. That's beautiful. The NAACP and the United Negro College Fund are some of the ideas that popped in my head when I was thinking, how can we have, if you're close to a computer, can you move? You hear the echo? Katrina, you hear that echo?
Sorry, I was on mute. I don't hear it.
It's like somebody close. I could hear a double voice. It's kind of, but we'll work through it. But those programs I used to watch when I was little, and they used to have these kind of programs that would raise funds for the NAACP and for the United Negro College Fund. And I remember reflecting on that one night and thinking, how can we have an actual hotline where people can call in and receive prayer? And I just kept researching ways to input a 1-800 line out, and we can have it in an organized way to receive prayer, you know, run it by some sisters, and boom, we created this 24-hour prayer-thon, you know, based off of that thought. And God is amazing like that. He'll have you watching something or seeing something or listening to something, and ideas will pop in your head. And that's exactly how the 24-hour prayer-thon was born. Sickness, illness, hurt, pain, loss, finances, jobs. If you touch on any subject, someone more than likely caught in prayer in real time. Not wait, I'm going to pray for you later. Not wait, I'm going to pray for you next week. Not wait, I'm going to post it on this social media. But they actually got prayed for instantaneously. You call, get the request, and you pray. That, for me, sisters, is a shout.
That's shouting time. That is God literally sending us to battle instantly, without judgment, without any preconceived ideas of what to pray for, but sending his soldiers and people our way so that we can battle for them. And that makes me, as an administrator, as a Christian, and as a lady prayer warrior, be so proud to say that I went down in history, because the 24-hour prayer-a-thon is a historic event. There were very few downtimes. Most of the entire 24-hour period, it was constant calls. I want to say quickly and briefly, the radio, television, or whatever was a part of the additional advertisement absolutely play a big, huge part. All of the sisters who shared on tonight and the others who didn't share, it warms my heart that you all were able to get the experience of what a lady prayer warrior is and what a lady prayer warrior does. I'm going to say it in love. This is separating work from attendance. Church work, and then there's church routine. We have to know the difference. The 24-hour prayer-a-thon is specifically the work of the Lord. Understand this, and I don't want it overlooked. I have to shout out. You wouldn't have gotten any calls. You wouldn't have been a part of anything if Katrina, Natissa, and a little bit of Sharaka would not have worked that cue. That cue shoots the calls to you. We put you in, we put you out. And oftentimes the behind the scenes go unnoticed because we're so, do it so effortlessly that we're thinking about the calls and getting the calls. I want you all to really, really thank these sisters on your own time, because that was the nuts and bolts of what drives that whole 24 hours. Thank all of your administrators. We work hard. Sister Bridges shared it out a lot. Sister Dorothy shared it out a lot. Sister Jan was very instrumental in getting some advertisement going as far as billboards and different things of that nature. Sister Rosalind, shout her out. Everybody was working, team members, team leaders, people who are new, prayer counselors, advertisement, just everybody was absolutely amazing. And when we work together in unity for the glory of God, the 24-hour prayer-a-thons are the results. I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. You know, I got on the line just a little bit, and it hurts in a good way. And I want you to always know, I've done the 24-hour prayer-a-thon for many years now. I will always sacrifice. Sometimes the admins, I know they get frustrated with me because I will ask them to come out, because we want you new people that came in here tonight to be able to experience and see, is this all smoke that the Lady Prayer Warrior admins, they just be hyping stuff up? Well, now you see, you can believe the hype. It's real. It's amazing, exhilarating, and we want you to always, always experience what work we do in this group, because it is. And if you are not, I'm giving a plug, if you're not a Lady Prayer Warrior that's actively engaged, just ask anybody who's done it and see if they turn you around. Get involved and get engaged. Every day somebody is dying. And not only is it somebody, it's LPW members. We've had so many members to pass away. You can't afford not to work for the Lord. Thank you for a successful, a powerful 24-hour prayer-thon. God is pleased. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sharaka, for that powerful reflection for our 2022 24-hour prayer-thon. The key word she says, get involved, get engaged, and let's serve the Lord. Thank you so much. So at this time, we're going to have our closing prayer, and that will be done by our dear sister, Elizabeth Francis.
Okay, sisters, let's go to God in prayer. Most righteous and heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for tonight. Thank you so much for this opportunity to come before you tonight to give you praises and honor and glory. Father, I pray that you forgive me of anything that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly so that this prayer will not be hindered. Father God, I thank you so much, Lord, for the time that we could spend together as sisters, just giving you all the honor and glory and praise. And I thank you so much, Lord, for the 24-hour prayer and success. And I just pray, Lord, that those who were not able to be on it, that next year, Lord, they will make it their priority to be there, Lord, because, God, it's a great experience. Father God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to pray on people's behalf and to see things happening, Lord, right before our eyes. Father, so many people have called in to say how much their prayer were answered or encouraged they were, or just continue to pray for them. But, Lord, I just pray that as we continue to pray for the different prayer requests, I pray, dear Lord, that those who are not Christians, that they will be interested in studying your words and giving their life over to you. And I pray for those who are Christians, that they will be revived and that they too, God, will want to be a part of this great experience. Father God, I thank you so much, Lord, for all the testimonies. Thank you so much, Lord, for all the newbies who have experienced what it is to be able to pray on people's behalf and to encourage people. Father God, some of us who were scared, some of us who were nervous, Father, we still enjoy the experience, God, because it is magnificent. It's nothing that can explain from word of mouth the experience. We just have to experience it ourselves. Father God, I thank you so much, Lord, for tonight. Brother Duncan, who is in the hospital, pray, dear Lord, that you be with the doctors and the nurses who are attending to his needs and that he'll be out soon. Father God, I pray for those who are suffering sickness, health challenges, God, their families, the lost loved ones. Father, I just pray that you give them strength. I pray also, Lord, that you be with every single admin on this line tonight. Help them, Lord, to continue to put things in place so that we as sisters can be able to give you the honor and glory that you so much deserve. Father God, as we continue to do different things and as we make plans for the 100 days of prayer, I pray, dear Lord, that as many sisters as possible will want to be a part of this experience. Father God, continue to bless and keep us. Continue to help us, Lord, to be strong. Continue to help us, Lord, to have you first on our hearts and willing to put you first in everything that we do and say. Father God, I love you so much. Thank you so much, God, for Jesus. And I pray all these things in the Son's precious and wonderful name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth Francis, for that powerful, powerful closing prayer. Now at this time, we will open the line for remarks from our admins and our Lady Prayer Warriors.